When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time for Financial Freedom Friday with Matt Terrio.
If you're a fan of the podcast, you've heard me say more than once that I have yet to use conventional financing in any of my real estate transactions. And I've built a personal real estate portfolio just shy of 250 units without using one dime of my own money or one point of my own credit. I mean, primarily out of necessity in the beginning, but now out of preference. You see, putting private money to work is a lot easier than dealing with banks. And quite honestly, it's more fun. It's more fun to take people with you rather than an institution to share in the success. So if that sounds like something you'd like to do, I mean, if you want to dip into the private money sector to start building your real estate portfolio, there are some rules you're going to need to abide by. And if you abide by these, it's going to be very possible and probable for you. And these are hard and fast, not to be broken for any reason type rules, all right? One, ask your private money lender what kind of return they'd be open to. Don't offer a return. There are two reasons for this. One, if they aren't a savvy investor, the double-digit returns that you are capable of delivering can scare them and lead them to believe that you're representing a risky investment or one that's too good to be true. I mean, we hear that a lot. Two, they may be and often are satisfied with much less than you think. Have confidence in the value that you bring to the table and give your private money lender what they ask for. If they ask for more than your deal can support, then just counter their request. Very simple. Two, honor your word. This means saying what you'll do and doing what you'll say. Translation, pay them what you owe them when you said you'd pay it, by any means necessary. That's a very important one. Three, do not share your investment challenges with your private money lender. I mean, as long as they get paid, hey, they're happy. They don't need to know how tough it's been this month or how close you might have been to losing all of their money. None of their business. Just pay them. Four, asking for an extension is a last resort. I mean, you've got to creatively exhaust every single other option before you bring them into that conversation, okay? Number five, the very second you know that you're going to break your word, initiate communication. You call them. I mean, we don't ever want this to happen, but sometimes it does. And if it happens to you, don't wait. Don't stick your head in the sand and don't dodge their calls. I mean, as soon as you know irrefutably that you won't be able to make good on your word, you need to be honest about it with your lender. Waiting until the last minute, that's an absolute no-no, all right? Keeping your word and being straight with your communication at the appropriate time is your unfair advantage in this business. You see, it's your unfair advantage because so few people operate that way. I mean, of course, there are a lot of good-hearted people with the best of intentions out there in the business and personal world, but for one reason or another, as hard as they may try, they just find it really difficult to keep their word. I mean, they'll fabricate a million excuses and they'll put off uncomfortable or downright scary conversations until the last moment, if not going to hiding to avoid them altogether. It's unfair to all parties involved. You see, there are gargantuan rewards for people who conduct their business with integrity and transparency. Do that, and you'll have money partners for life. Don't? Well, private money won't be a part of your business for very long. Be a person of veracity. You'll like who you are, and others will too. I'm Matt Terrio of Epic Real Estate, and I'll see you next week on another episode of Financial Freedom Friday.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.